Time to recap Rendolo County Commissioners meeting from yesterday morning. County Commissioner Ted Ganz, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
Doing swell.
Good, good.
Doing good. Busy time of the year, no question about it. Not only in with this job, but your other job as well. And
yep, and graduation's right around the corner. And
yep, you're a month away. About a month away.
About a month. I think it's May 9th.
Less than a month.
Yeah, less than a month.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's ticking right by, and it'll be here, and you bet, and warming up, and no rain, unfortunately. And so it's just, it is what it is. It's southwest Nebraska. That rain doesn't seem, we just talked about that, you know, just,
yeah.
We just never get enough of it.
You and I just got to keep doing those rain dances.
That's right.
Gosh, that's right. As silly as we look. Yeah, as silly as we look, we still got to do it.
If it works, it works.
You're right.
Exactly.
Let's get to the meeting from yesterday. We'll start first. Anything, review accounts payable claims, anything there?
Nope, nothing there. We just, from 8:30 to 9 o'clock, like I said, we kind of adjusted our start time just so that we could sit down and look through invoices and I could get all the paperwork squared away and get ready for the meeting, you bet.
Citizens' comments.
We had two individuals that spoke during citizens' comments, Steve Downer and Dick Trail. Both individuals visited about their time as commissioner and how they visited about how their road crews sometimes would strike underground utilities and so forth, and they just explained to us how they handled it. You bet.
Board of Equalization meeting after that, you had a visit from Treasurer Crystal Dack.
Yeah, Crystal stopped by. She had one motor vehicle exemption application from the Southwest Training Center, also known as SWATS. They purchased a new vehicle, and so we approved that motor vehicle exemption, Rich.
Assessor Lori Stevens, tax roll corrections.
Yes, Lori also stopped by. She had four tax roll corrections. One was a clerical error on the year entered on that form. Another one was an address change up at the North Point Addition. Had an additional one for an accelerated tax on a business being sold. And then the fourth and last was address change again to a North Point Addition home. So we approved all four of those, and you bet.
Next up, Noxious Weed Control Authority meeting with the Weed Control Director, Sonia Prentice.
Yeah, Sonia stopped by, and we had her year-end report. With her report, we had a few things there that just need some cleanup and some work, but overall, she's just learning the job, and we're also in need of a pickup truck for her, and she found a grant program that would allow for us to possibly get her a pickup, and so she's going to start working on the paperwork and so forth, and then it's going to become a busy time of the year for her because obviously all these weeds are going to start growing, and so you bet. So if you guys, if the listeners have noxious weeds, i.e. Must thistle and so forth, just get that taken care of. Don't let it get in it to become an infestation and a problem, and you won't be receiving a visit from Sonia. So
there you go.
You bet.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that. And next up, Earl McNutt discussing possible termination.
Yes. This item was placed on the agenda by Mr. McNutt. Mr. McNutt joined us for our meeting yesterday along with his attorney. Both his attorney and Mr. McNutt were under the impression that this was their formal due process hearing. Commissioner Fritchie, who is Mr. McNutt's supervisor, said it was not his hearing. And so effectively, that ended the hearing. The commissioners made no comment. However, with the possibility of litigation, and under the advisement of County Attorney Paul Wood, we did vote unanimously to appoint our own attorney, Pamela Bourne, out of Aitken Wood in Lincoln, Nebraska, also in Omaha, Nebraska. So we have retained her, and so we'll be going forward with that. You bet.
So then more on this down the line.
Well, and it's one of those deals. It's a personnel matter, but we feel that it's important to also guard the county, and so hiring our own counsel was probably a good move. So you bet.
All right. Consent agenda, we had a number of items there as well.
Yeah, we had one other thing we had below there is discuss lumen claims. We had between the year of 2022 and 2023, we had three separate occasions of damaged underground utilities. in the McCook area. The first one was on Drive 715. The invoice that we received for that was $747.78. The second damaged utility was on Road 719 in the amount of $14,064. And the third was on Drive 713, which was in the amount of $7,371.57. So those three bills totaled to $22,183.35. So we discussed it very briefly on those three bills, and we made a motion to untable that indefinitely due to possible employee litigation. So,
all right. Now on to the consent agenda.
Yeah,
a few items there for approval and authorization.
Yes. Item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approved counts payable claims in the amount of $352,307.14. Item number three is authorized chairman's signature on tractor lease for fairground. They, Giles leased a 2023 John Deere tractor there to work the arena at the Kiplinger. Item number four was authorized chairman's signature on public defender agreement with Mr. Wilcox. That went from $7,500 per month to $8,100 per month for representation as our public defender. Item number five is authorized chairman's signature on county road occupancy agreement for McCook Public Power District. McCook Public Power will be doing some work on Road 382. That road will be closed for a short time. That's between 717 and 720. So that'd be northwest of town here. That'll be closed for a short time on Wednesday while they do their work with an electric line there or an underground. Then item number six was authorized chairman's signature on two road occupancy agreements for Great Plains Communications. Those two road occupancy agreements are on Road 718 west there from Highway 83, and then Road 722 east of Highway 83, so they're going to be doing some underground there as well. Then item number seven was authorized chairman's signature on county road occupancy agreement for Five Star. This is going to be southwest of McCook and southeast of McCook for about 16 miles. Great Plains will be putting in boring in fiber optics. So that's quite the extensive process there and project, I should say. And then item number eight, the last item, was appoint Natalie Allred and Chris Wagner to the visitors board to replace Tyler Loop and Bill Lesko, terms to expire December 31st, 2025. So on all eight items, Rich, we voted and approved all eight items on that consent agenda.
Couple of correspondence as well.
Yeah, we had one from Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy. It's general permits for N.A. Timmerman. This is both his feedlot north of Highway 6 and 34 east of town here, but near Indianola, and then also the old Heartland facility there. And this was for lot capacity, the one being near Indianola on the north side of the highway there is for a 23,000 head capacity, and then also for Heartland at a 10,000 head capacity. And then, let's see, one other. We had City of McCook notice of hearing, final plat approval for the Walters First Edition. And so that both those hearings had already been discussed or held. So that was the end of correspondence. Then we moved on to reports, monthly revenue reports from the clerk of the district court. The clerk of the district court brought in $1,659.42, and then the county clerk brought in $10,437.99, and then we also reviewed the county sheriff's report as well. So, yep, that concluded the meeting.
Another meeting in the books.
Yep, another meeting. We adjourned at about 10:40 yesterday, mm-hmm. And then our next meeting will be April 28th, so...
We're on the doorstep of May.
We are on the doorstep of May. These months we talk about all the time, but they just click on by. You bet.
Yeah. By the way, Red Willow County Fairgrounds, I mean, wow. They are busy all during the winter months, and I know things are going to pick up spring and summertime. Of course, you got the big high school rodeo this weekend coming up, and already starting to think about fair and stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely.
They?
Yep. Giles and the guys up there, you drive by, they're always got events going on, and you bet. It's a lively little place.
That's right.
Yeah.
And again, Red Willow County Commissioners every 2 weeks, and the public can come by and sit in, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Second and fourth Mondays of the month. And you bet, you're more than welcome to stop by. Any comments, questions, or concerns, get a hold of us, and we're more than happy to help you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Rich.
County Commissioner Ted Gantz with the recap of their meeting from yesterday.